I've got 5 o'clock. Is everybody, anybody, am I doing it early? Or is everybody on time with that? Okay.
I'm good to go.
All right, 5 o'clock, and we do have a quorum. The only person, the only board member that's missing right now, and he may come in later, is Mark. But we have everyone except him. So we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. And everybody got their program? I started to say order of worship, but it's not exactly what it is it? Okay. First order of business then, we will look over the board minutes of the August 14th meeting. And those were sent out to you, so you had a chance to preview them. Is there any changes or correction that anyone wants to make in those? Kaylee, you've had time to read them? Okay. Everybody? All right. Then I'll accept the motion then to approve the minutes as they're printed.
I, Michael Watkins, move we accept the minutes of the last board meeting as printed.
Okay. Is there a second?
I shall say a second.
Shall I? Okay. I think we can go with a voice vote on this because, I mean, we don't have a big crowd or anything, but we can hear all of us. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries then. Second order of business is the new board member announcement. Ms. Director, you want to announce her?
Sure. We would like to announce our new board member is Beth Ashcraft Smith, who is a Jonesboro native. She was assigned by Mayor Copenhaver to fulfill Dr. Lily Zing's term on the Craighead County Jonesboro Public Library Board and the Curly's Ridge Regional Library Board. Dr. Zing's term ends August 1st, 2024, at which time Ms. Smith has the option to begin her first five-year term and will be eligible for another five-year term, making two full five-year terms according to the library's bylaws. Beth, as I said, is a native of Jonesboro, Jonesboro High School graduate too. Holds 2 degrees from Arkansas State University. She joined the Office of Alumni Relations at A-State in 1992 and retired from the university as the Executive Director of Alumni Relations after a 25-year career at the institution. And if that wasn't enough, she had to go on and work some more. She moved to Washington, D.C. in 2018 and worked for the Council for Advancement and Support of Education as their Executive Director for the U.S. and Canada. And she retired again in September 2022 and returned to Jonesboro, where she has 4 grandsons, I believe.
Five.
You have some in Jonesboro and some in California, right?
Right.
Yeah, so she does spend a little bit of time in California with her grandbabies. She's the past president and life member of Jonesboro Junior Auxiliary, and she is a Paul Harris Fellow of the Jonesboro Rotary Club. We would like to welcome you, Beth, to the board, and we're very happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And we certainly appreciate the public service that you have done. That's really a credit to you and to your family, and so we know you'll be a valuable part of the library board during your tenure here. Okay, John here? Yes, there he is. We're ready for your report that you have prepared for us tonight.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for having me. So Vanessa had asked me to take a look at the wall, the round wall out on Oak Street, and take a look at the white staining on the wall and see if there's anything that could be done about the white staining on the wall and what the solution would be. So the white staining, just to explain what it is, it's called efflorescence, and it happens in many masonry walls. Water gets into the mortar, and the natural salts and limes that are in the cement, the mortar cement, leaches out onto the brick. It happens a lot of times in new construction, like right after construction, because the wall has been wet and the roof has not been closed in, and that can be cleaned off. And there's chemical products that can clean that efflorescence off, and it usually doesn't come back because it's just a one-time thing. This is different. A lot of times retaining walls and walls that are exterior like this, they get efflorescence because of failures in the mortar joints. And so that's what's happened out here. You know, the top of that wall is brick. So there's mortar joints that are just flat. And so when water gets into those, the water comes down through the mortar joint and then out the brick. And over time, that mortar joint has failed. The only solution with that is like constant tuck pointing maintenance. And that's companies like Tom's Tuck Pointing have done that for years and years here. So I went out and reached out to Tom's Tuck Pointing and got Greg Wilson, Tom Wilson's son, to come out and take a look. And I had RNG Masonry come take a look and Woods Masonry come take a look. And they all have exactly the same opinion, which is the efflorescence is far too gone, far too thorough to be cleaned or repaired. It's very thick. The only way to take it off, the chemical solutions wouldn't work. It'd have to be a mechanical solution, which would damage the brick, and the reason it's coming in would not be solved. So it would just come back again. So this happens from time to time. Walls just have to be torn down. That's really the only way to deal with this efflorescence. Painting is a potential solution, but painting is a long-term maintenance issue. And it also potentially invites other paint in. So it's not really a very good long-term solution, and it doesn't fix the top of the wall problem.
Can I ask one question
first? Yes,
I know that there was a problem like this in our neighborhood with a wall, and one of the things that could be done was putting a layer of material over that, or more than one material over that, like you see sometimes in new construction,
yes,
where it has sort of a concrete appearance to it.
A concrete stucco as
a
solution.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Concrete stucco could be a solution.
Is that more expensive?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
The problem with the concrete stucco is that it's got to be a drainable system, mm-hmm. or whatever water is already getting in will crack the concrete stucco on the way out. And the drainable systems are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that they're not super durable. They're pretty durable, but for the kind of impact that people walking on it, crawling on it, things like that, it's just not a great. So we looked at, the real solution is to put a precast top on the top of the wall.
Okay, that was my next question. How would you keep the water from doing exactly the same thing?
Precast top. So
okay. So it's kind of like a concrete block.
It is. It's a concrete, but with no very just sand aggregate. So
yeah.
It's just sand and cement that gets the precast is a very fine mixture, so it's not porous.
Mm-hmm.
So water doesn't get into the precast. So then the joint is really the only spot. And there's a local RNG Masonry's opened up. So DePriest Precast shut down here last year, and Their operation's been picked up by RNG, and they can make a radiused precast top.
Okay.
And if you go out to ASU or St. Bernard's, almost all of the exterior walls have a precast top on the top.
Yeah.
So that's really the solution. Unfortunately, we can't just put a precast top on this wall.
Right. Too far gone.
It's too far gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the solution's really a demo rebuild with a precast top.
Okay, well, that was my question: is could you make it circular then?
We can, and it would be the same form. You
uh-huh.
know, we would come up with that radius. He'd make one form, and then be able to use that one.
Oh, great.
Form. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And so, and that's and you think in your board package you have the breakdown of cost for that solution. That is, the precast is a big piece
it's
of
six
that.
Six and seven.
It's $35,800 is the total cost. This would be bid. I mean, this is just an estimate. So this would be competitively bid to get the lowest price. But this is what we used to kind of give you all an idea of how much it could cost.
What's the time frame?
The time frame, I think that, we would want to have it done before December. sometime in that, we'd want to get it done in that time frame or we'd probably.
Could the companies do this in that time frame?
I think they can, yes. You know, we have competitive bidding is the process that really, that's going to be the biggest time chunk of the project. So it'll take us a full month to have it out and receive bids and then verify bids. So that's probably the one variable that, you know, then it has to fit into the contractor's schedules after that, whoever bids it. We would tell them we need it done in, you know, a certain number of days post-bid. The precast of this is a big chunk of money, but it's really a necessary chunk. You wouldn't want to do the wall again without it. And there are some things that we would probably change about the wall if we rebuilt it. You know, there's some things that would be a little bit nicer if the wall was more of a seating height closer to the library and maybe step up to a higher height out toward the street. That could allow and provide a natural spot. People sit there anyway during the library events to sort of face to the east. And so that lower wall, we could kind of, you know, drop it down a little bit, get some power into it maybe, because there's, I think, groups would meet out there and be able to charge their phones and iPads and things like that if they were out there. So we would want to do that, but we try to keep it within this, you know, this kind of, this general amount of money. You know, we try to get it not over, not overdoing it.
Yeah, we talked about the design, adding seating, because when we have outdoor events, that's a good place for people to sit. There's that big tree, and they can enjoy it. And we have had some vendors ask if we could have some electrical outlets put out there in places so that they could run their equipment during some of our outdoor events. So we thought that would be a good place to put it, would be in the wall. So it might add a little bit to this expense, but...
Well, are you suggesting that the circular wall, then, you have seating on the inside and also on the outside of this of it?
So we're thinking that the circular wall, as it comes around the front, like out toward Oak, would probably stay up about the height that it is. And then it would step down when it gets about even with the maybe the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would stay lower, like seating height. But it would be the same... The same wall,
okay.
The same footprint of the wall, but just stepped down there. Because I think there's talk of potentially some furniture, perhaps, or some some other things that Friends of the Library or something
yeah.
could, in the future, put into that space.
I got you.
So keeping it a little more open.
Sure.
And then, so we could kind of organize it around that. We would want to leave room for that to happen.
So the wall would basically be the same width on the top then?
I think probably would be the same width,
okay.
Yes. Just and if we did decide that it needed to be one way or the other, you know, that would affect this.
Sure.
So we wanted to plant this idea in your head, and then we would like to know if you wanted to give us permission to go ahead with this. That's our action on it.
As long as, you know, we want to get something drawn up. Get it out to bed.
So it's like, can we get a sketch of it pretty quick?
Yeah.
You know, essentially. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. We don't have to necessarily wait till the next meeting to get the sketch. If you can get that out, we can mail it out to everybody and let them
we can
have
do
a chance
that.
To look at
sure.
it.
Sure.
Then if anybody has any questions, we can talk to the director so that we're ready next time we come to have everything answered and we're ready to vote.
Ready to move on.
Well, if he's going to get this done by December, there's no way if we wait till next board meeting to do this, to get this done by December, if he's going to put it out for public bid.
Well, what do you think, how long do you think the construction would be on it? I can't imagine.
It's just a few weeks.
Yeah, the most, yeah. I would think. They have a full crew working
there's
on
not,
it.
There's not really necessarily any reason we have to have it done by December. Are you thinking about weather-wise, outdoor construction? Or?
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, to be truthful, I just was...
Just a month. Because this comes out of special projects.
Yeah.
This doesn't come out of our yearly budget.
Yeah.
So So it wouldn't have to be December if we wanted to do it that, you know. I'm not trying to rush you guys at all on this.
Yeah, I realize. But if we could get it in, that'd be fine. But if the weather doesn't permit, then the bid would, we wouldn't have to rebid it again. The bid would be long enough for us to get the project done. Then.
Yeah. And I think maybe the reason I threw out December also is because I thought it'd be helpful to know the cost of it at least rolling into the next year.
Yeah.
So even if it didn't get constructed in this year, it'd be really nice to have the bid come in this year, so you'd be able to kind of tie that to budget next year.
This total, almost $36,000, it does not include the electrical work.
That's correct.
Do you have any idea, just a random?
No, I really don't. There's power out there, and there's conduits coming out already, so I don't think we would have to run all the way back if it was just convenience receptacles. If we brought in something that was, for a vendor, that's where we probably would have to run some new circuits, and that's where the cost could kind of go up.
Are we talking like $10,000, more or less?
If we're talking about like convenience receptacles, I mean, we're less than $10,000. We're definitely less than $10,000 for convenience receptacles. If we're going with like something for vendors, if that's what we ended up going with, like with the higher power, like, refrigerator plug-in or kind of thing, then we're talking more than $10,000.
Yeah, we have talked about putting some receptacles out for food trucks, but this is not that.
Okay, as long as it's not that.
This is just something for people to plug in their fans or things like that.
Whether or not it was for plugging in like their equipment. That's a bigger deal. We've looked at running circuits and where we picked those circuits up, and that's a bigger deal. It's very doable, and it would be a good project.
It'd be a shame not to do it for everyone who works.
Right.
Some kind of power.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just think this would make our front look a lot better to have this done, because it's pretty shabby right now. But I mean, it is an expense, but I think it's something that will it will last a long time.
And I can bring back the estimate for electrical. So we can have that estimate for electrical before you send it out a bit.
Yeah. Couldn't we just call a special meeting?
Sure, we could. That wouldn't be a problem. Just know that a lot of times building costs go up at the first of the year, the supplies and everything.
Yeah, and we don't really know what's going to happen with the cost of transportation. That's where it's anything that's got to get shipped is going to probably skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So.
This is pretty well brick masonry stuff that we'll be dealing with.
Yeah.
And it's already got the I can tell you.
And the other thing we gotta look at is, we did a pretty good match of for the addition. We found a good match for the addition. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to find a match. And we can look at, this is not, if we want to look at doing something different, but we can probably end up doing a match, but we can look at that tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's good. Anybody else have a question or a comment that he might want to address after?
No, I don't see any reason why they can't. If we can get it bid out, why they can't be done? Because it's all pretty much just masonry and brick, and I know just finishing my house, that was the only two things that I could count on being there the next day.
Well, and both of those masons are going to be flexible. Like one of them even said, hey, if y'all wanted us to do part of it here and part of it there, and I said, no, nobody wants to do parts and parts. We want to do it
all at one time.
They're all eager about it.
Yeah.
If they're good, they can lay
a lot of brick a day, for sure.
So if you would like, we could start the bid process now, it's up to you.
We don't have to accept it. We can just start.
Right. Yeah. I just need a motion to get the ball rolling.
Okay. So moved.
Okay, hold on. let me get my notes. Okay, and your motion is to go ahead and get bids for this project, right?
Yes.
Okay, we got it. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Ben. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
All right. Thank you, John.
You've got your assignment. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
very
thank
much.
You very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for all this.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Okay. Let me flip back over here. All right, we got that taken care of. Okay, John. The treasurer has signed off on all the bank statements, so we don't need any action on that. No. Kaylee, no action. Okay, great. Director's report then.
Okay. Since we did not meet in September, I have August and September statistics for you. If you look at August 1st, page 8, see the difference in traffic from 2022 to 2023? Mm-hmm. Almost double. But if you'll see, the circulation has dropped because people are checking out ebooks now instead of books. They're actually checking out more ebooks than they are print material. But we did have 542 new library cards issued in August, which was great. And August is kind of a slow month for usually, and even for programming, we kind of take a break in August, but we still had programs every single day. Adults had 34 programs. Youth services had 16 programs. So we're still plugging along. Now that is August. And then in September, when I sent this to Sarah to print, the numbers kind of got wonky. So if you'll see the, like under traffic Jonesboro in September, it's 16,228. The eights have fallen and down, so we move them up. And I'm sorry that happened, and we're going to try to figure out a way for that not to happen anymore. But we go from Excel spreadsheet to Word, and for some reason it gets kind of wonky. So just move that last letter over. So traffic in Jonesboro in September was 16,228. Total print circulated was 14,000. So our print circulation is dropping, but our electronic circulations are still rising. And we had 539 new library cards
in that month.
In September.
So that's over 1,000 new customers in over the last 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, in September, things are kind of slow the first couple of weeks because of school. Parents are still trying to get, you know, Shallon. but then things start to pick up towards the end. Yeah. And I have some changes in some numbers, too. I got an extra number added today under adult programs for 2023, September. Instead of 29, it should be 30. And the adult attendance should be 315. And then on the other side, on 2022, under youth services, the number of programs should be 60. I don't know where the 100 came from.
Okay.
And take off that one underneath it. So the youth services attendance was 456.
I got you.
And I'm so sorry. This will never happen again. We will get it straightened out. I have no idea where we got 100. Nobody does 100 programs in 1 month. We would like to, but we don't have the staff for that. Any questions about statistics? I know someone had requested that we start adding the electronic checkouts to it. So that's
Mark,
mine.
I think.
Was it Mark?
Yeah.
So that's why we're adding it now. Sure.
And I apologize, first meeting.
That's all right.
We're going to try this before. So on that Arkansas Digital Library Consortium, how they access that thing, we get the credit because they're using our card.
Yes.
Like wherever the book came from, we get the credit.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So these are from the consortium,
uh-huh.
But they're ours.
They're
yeah.
Our okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I assume.
Yeah, and we get that report from them every month.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that's statistics. Next thing is actually an action item. The patron confidentiality policy to comply with Act 372. We needed to add an update. It's on the second page. Some of that was already in our policy, but I took where it says, according to amended Arkansas code, and everything in yellow is exactly word for word how it is in the code book. We had to include that the library may disclose confidential library records to the patron or legal guardian of a patron who is younger than 18 years of age. That was added in the new law. So that's really the only change. The other stuff was already in there, but I'm just worded it a little bit differently. So it's word for word what it is in the code. So I just need a motion to approve the changes on that policy.
So moved.
Yeah, give me a chance. Huh? Okay, a motion's been made to accept the update to the patron confidentiality policy. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we're ready to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 6-0.
Okay, the next one has to do with, there's no paperwork for this one. C is budget committee meeting. We talked about maybe meeting in October, but there's really not any need because I'm waiting for figures from our insurance agent on our employee benefits before I can really finish any kind of draft budget for you. So I suggest that we meet sometime after our November meeting because I'm not gonna have the numbers ready even then probably. It's going to take me 2 weeks to figure it out once I get all the numbers. We're still kind of negotiating, trying to decide if we're going to go with Blue Cross Blue Shield or another insurance company. So I don't have any figures for you, and I probably won't have anything ready until around the board meeting time. So the budget committee is Mike Johnson, Janice, Michael Watkins, and Mark Nichols. I will send you out a poll to see when you can meet sometime after November 13th. If Thanksgiving gets in the way, we can meet the first part of December. And as I was mentioning to Mike Johnson earlier, we can meet that late because really the later we meet, the better, because we're waiting to see what kind of income we receive, what kind of revenue we receive this year, because we know it's going to be less than half what we got last year. So the later we wait, the better. The more accurate the budget's going to be, and the less chance that I'll have to have an amendment in January. So I'll let you all know. I'll send you a poll.
So for that. You guys, the 1st of December or in the early December, y'all not going?
Works for me.
Going around, you're not going to be
not on a
gone anywhere.
Or something.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. I'll send you something then. A poll on that. And then I wanted to let you know that we have a new facilities manager.
Who is that?
His name is John Brown. He's actually our weekend security guard from Securitas. And when he heard about our opening, he applied. And he's already done wonders for us.
Whose place did he take?
Cody Block.
Is he retired or quit? Or?
Is it the guy that's sitting up there now?
No, that's Anthony.
Okay.
I drew a blank on his name. But John still, he does our maintenance, but he also is still our weekend security guard too. He just loves us. He says he has a plan to do this for 5 years and then he's retiring. So that's why he's working so hard. So I just wanted to let you know that we do have a new facilities manager and we are getting some stuff done. And we have a new lawn care company, Jones Lawn Care out of Truman. I put out bids and they were by far the lowest and they've been doing a really good job. So we have regular lawn care now, and our new facilities manager is working on getting our sprinklers working. Some of our sprinklers were not working. That's why our grass is so dry. But it was never cut properly before, so we really couldn't tell. But now that we have somebody good taking care of the lawn, we need our sprinklers to work. So John's working on that.
Did you answer Janice's question? I might have missed it. I was taking notes. You said he replaced Cody. Did you ask if he retired? Is that what you said?
No, he did not retire.
She said, did he retire or quit? He just... Another answer? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We got a new cleaning company, too.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Swept Away is our new cleaning company. They're doing a really good job, too. Swept Away.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where'd you find them?
Put the bid out. Just advertised.
Who owns that?
Mario Saucedo, I believe is his name. But they're doing a really good job too. So that's some changes, some very, very positive changes. We are getting a lot of work done to get this place shaped up. And this is why I'm very happy that you all have agreed to consider getting that Freedom Circle redone too, because that's going to make the front look a lot better.
Right.
And it's time. That's been there since 1967. It's time. You know, it's a shame that it couldn't be cleaned, but it'll look a lot better. And then all pages 12 through 19 are Jonesboro Sun mentions. We were in the paper a lot. It seems like a lot, but it's 2 months' worth. So
have you still got T-Rail? Does he still work here? Isn't that
T-Rail? No. No, he's not here anymore.
Another different answer?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed this.
We should talk.
Well, yeah, it's fine. The coffee
shop. Do you have any mails? Yeah.
Are we going to have a coffee shop here?
On number 3, John Mixon, Architects Report on Freedom Circle and Coffee Shop. We are talking about, we're throwing the idea around of building a coffee shop in the library. We've had a lot of requests for it, and we have the perfect space for it.
What
does that look like? But I'll show you later where it's up in the front. Kind of if
like
you,
a self-serve?
No, we want to have like a barista and serve really good coffee. We've had a lot of people say they'll come in here more if we have coffee. And Mark Nichols, it was actually Mark Nichols brought the idea up too. But
like the real big store.
We'd have beer, but it's really good.
But I know our coffee shop in Batesville was very successful that we put in. And so we were thinking it could be a good revenue source too. But we just, John's partner had surgery and he's just very behind on his work, so he didn't have time to give us any numbers on that. Hopefully he'll have some info the next time, and we're in no hurry to do it. We want to do it right, it'll be.
Would you hire somebody like another staff member, or are we talking about hiring like a local coffee shop?
It depends. It really depends. You can lease the space out to someone,
mm-hmm.
or you can hire someone to run it. It just depends, and I just have to do some some number crunching to figure it out. But I'll show you where we're thinking about it after the meeting.
I'd say lease.
Say lease.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
More income.
So that's exciting. Thinking about a coffee shop is exciting. And I know they'll make a fortune just on staff alone.
Coffee and books kind of go together.
I know, don't they? So the last thing under my report is Brooklyn Library expansion. The Brooklyn City Council is meeting tonight. I met with them last month and discussed taking the extra portion of the building where the Brooklyn Library is for us, because we have outgrown the area that we're in now. We really need that one area that we're in now, which is like 2,700 feet. We need that all for children. And we need that other extra 2,400 square feet for everything else. And what they had been talking about was turning it into a museum. And I talked to the mayor, and I just kind of suggested, you know, people would come to the library more than the museum, but we could have some museum artifacts in there, and they want to keep the fire truck in the building. There's a fire truck in the building that was the first fire truck ever bought in Brooklyn. So we can do a little bit of historical stuff in there too, but also have areas for the adults and the teens and some meeting areas in it. And they were very receptive, but they wanted more information. And so Sarah Stewart, our assistant director is at that meeting with Holly, our branch manager, mm-hmm. tonight, and they're showing them specifically kind of what we want in that area. And so I don't have anything else because that meeting starts tonight at
How much additional square feet would that be?
2,400. So it would be a total of 5,100
wow.
square feet.
Pretty
yeah.
nice.
And they need it. Brooklyn
yeah.
needs it. It's growing like crazy. So it would be, it would just be a wonderful opportunity for us to get to expand. We've already hired a part-time person to help Holly full-time, so now we have 1.5 people working there. And Brooklyn is willing to help us financially with this, so it would be, you know, I mean, we just need to take advantage of this while we can,
yeah.
and they need it too. And it would definitely be a big selling point to getting people to live there, to have a bigger library. So we're very excited about this. It's always fun to get to expand a library. And so I wanted to just let you know that that was going on tonight. I'll have some details next meeting on how that meeting went.
So that's all I got.
Okay, let's see. Let me go back to the right page here. That's good. A lot of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard several people comment about the fact that we have the places that the bookmobile is going to be in.
Yeah, it's doing really well.
Yeah, that they go to those places and have their kids there and to check out books or to return the books, so they don't necessarily have to come to the main branch
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah.
So that's really good. I'm glad the Sun has been willing to advertise that for us.
Yeah, they've been really good about that.
I'm surprised Joe's not here.
Yeah, I am too.
He had something come up.
Okay, so who's taking the, are you taking the notes? Okay, the board is very grateful for the Jonesboro Sun information that they put in there for public access to all the library, you know, things that we do. Appreciate that. It's good PR, plus everybody likes to know what's going on.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll mention that in a minute. So
it's just not a place to come and check out books. We got lots of stuff going on here.
Oh, yeah. A lot of positive things. A lot of positive things.
Is there any old business that needs to be addressed? Okay. Is there any new business to come before the board that wasn't on our agenda? No? Okay, we have time for limited public comment. If anybody has a comment about anything that happened at this meeting. No.
Well, I appreciate it. I've never been to one of your meetings, but it's been edifying.
Okay. Well, you're always welcome. All right. Well, thanks all the board members for being here. And hope everybody has a happy Halloween, safe and everything.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes, yeah. We're going to take a motion to adjourn. Beth, all right.
Take a second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any opposed? No. The motion is adjourned. 5:29. No.
5:39. Great.
Can't hardly even see the clock.
That's why I had you hard to round.
Okay.